This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I believe that getting to know, working with, befriending, and including people who are different from ourselves is enriching and expanding. And if we model it ourselves, how much easier will it be to encourage students to do the same?
Betsy DeVos, she's got it now. She's the education secretary after all of the dust-up over DeVos. She's it. So it was a rocky confirmation process, but it drew to a close this week. Opponents, parents, teachers, unions, politicians, lots of people were up in her grill, but it didn't matter. In the end, she, of course, was able to close the deal thanks to Vice President Mike Pence, who was able to cast the tie-breaking vote. And, boy, that happened. And then the confirmation of Senator Jeff Sessions, who now is the Attorney General. So both of those confirmations are now in the rearview mirror, which ends some of that conversation that was happening in Washington. And it's crazy to watch how much divisiveness is still really deep down happening in Washington, D.C. And we will traverse through some of that in the next couple of segments here in America Tonight. Plus, something a little bit lighter. Fruits and nuts, maybe. Shred It and Bingo coming up. Before we get there, though, I want to invite all of you to tiptoe through this with us. You don't have to tiptoe. You can stomp through it if you want. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Grimm in Mississippi. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, there's no tulips here.
Who was that? Tiny Tim. That song that forever we heard.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty funny.
I even got to see his first television broadcast. Forgot who it was, but I remember it. No, Kate, I'm going to backtrack just a little because, you know, Democrats kind of, you know, confuse and get lost in what people say and then twist the words. But back during the riots at Berkeley, I have nothing with protesters. But the rioting, yeah. Now that we got a new AG, let's get a federal judge out there and put them in the military. If they're prior military, just, you know, give them a year down there in San Quentin or wherever. You know, I mean, looting and destruction, don't need that no more. Okay.
I agree. I mean, here's the thing. You know, you make a statement, okay, I agree with peaceful protesting, and we should be able to express ourselves. That's
right.
The beauty of America if we don't agree with each other. But then enough is enough already. I mean, if it's the same thing, the same people, the same deal, I don't know. Moving the needle, I don't think.
Well, the main perspective here is I'm educating them, and I'm giving them a perspective of what they really have a right to by sticking them in the military.
Exactly.
It's the same. It's all biblical, Kate. If you there's a movie that did something. If you rob a man, you can compensate him for it. If you tear a man's property up, you can come back and repair that property. But if you take that man's life, there's no coming back. That was
kind of true.
A line in a movie.
Yeah, there's no coming back from that, that's for sure.
Well, anyhow, kind of lost what I was going last night. I'm real short and quick. But I'm trying to give some perspective. But this, you need to listen to Levin's broadcast tonight, because the last night what I talked about was the Republican Congress. But I'm going to just make it short and sweet. We just need to get rid of the career politicians out of D.C., period.
Oh, gosh. There you go. What Democrat even, what Democrat or Republican wouldn't agree with that statement? Come on, that's part of the problem. That's where we would talk about term limits. They need to be fully across the board in every single aspect of what we do. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, baby. I got a joke for you.
Ooh.
Going to take a minute or two, so here we go. There was these three dinosaurs, and they were the Foot family. And there was Foot, 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 and Foot, Foot, Foot. And so they would spend the day out chomping down all the primeval forest-type growth and just having a good time going gobble, gobble, gobble. And one day, Foot came to Foot, Foot, Foot and said, Foot, 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 I don't feel so good. I think I'm going to die. And Foot said, oh, don't worry about it. Just drink some good, clean water. Go over there and lay down, and I'll check on you in a little while. So he did. Well, Foot went over there and checked on him in a little while, and sure enough, Foot was dead. So it spent the rest of the day digging a grave and getting him all covered up. And just before dark, Foot came up to Foot and said, I don't feel so good. I feel sick. I think I'm going to die. And Foot said, oh, don't say that. I've already got one foot in the grave.
That is great. I love that. That's good. That's in your top five, man.
and don't worry about Pocahontas. She'll survive. She's got enough Indians out there to keep her in the tribe. Pocahontas will be just perfect. You know, she's going to be okay. And when we get rid of all the rest of these Marxist, socialist, communist, oh, Democrats, pardon me, we will be a better country. That's
now,
about
come
all
on.
From...
Now, come on. You have some Democratic friends.
No, I don't.
None. You have none. You say, Dan, you seem so open-minded. I can't believe it.
Well, I live a very sheltered life between women and guns and booze and food and telling
That's
you jokes.
It.
Telling you
That's
jokes.
It.
I don't have time for losers like Democrats.
No time. Oh, you crack
Remember,
me
Remember, we won. They can do what they want, but we won. And
like
now we're going to, now payback's going to be a, you know what, I don't want to say the word because you know, I'm a polite, easygoing, sweet, kind gentleman that doesn't use bad language. And
yes.
Don't tell lies either.
I'm going to find some Democrats to come and visit you and see if they can hang out. And you
tell
them
to bring their
jokes.
Bulletproof vest.
Terrible. Oh, you're terrible. Thanks, Dan. Oh, my. All right, so coming up, as I said, we're going to do the other side of things as we look at life through a different lens, and we invite Nathan Reeder to join us for Fruits and Nuts Shred It and Bingo. There's not too much bingo going on lately, I have to say. You know, next week is, of course, Valentine's Day. I don't know, too forced, a good way, reason to celebrate the person you're with. I think I've talked about this before, and I thought about this. You know, when you were a kid, it was fun, right? Because didn't you get a ton of Valentines? Everybody had to put them, you had to bring them to school, and everybody had to put them out on the desk. That was probably the best way to celebrate. Oh, stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Is a little quirky, strange, different in our world. Although we don't have to go very far for that, right? We were just discussing some of what is coming out of Washington, the frustrations, you know, etc. But this doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Washington. So one of my favorite segments that we pull out here on the show each and every week is, or we try each and every week, is Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Yes, bingo. Hi, Nathan Reeder. How are you?
Bueno.
Bueno. Be careful using that language here on these airwaves. All right, so Valentine's Day is next week. You live in the great state of Minnesota. Of the top 20 places for celebrating Valentine's Day, where do you think Minnesota falls in line? I'll tell you it's in the top 20. Where do you think it falls in line?
I'm gonna go with pretty high, because when it's so cold up here, there's nothing else to do but just grab a hold.
So you're gonna say what number? 1 to 20?
Six.
I love that you said six. Six is Las Vegas. One is San Francisco. Two is Scottsdale, Arizona. Orlando, Florida is three. Honolulu is four. Seattle's five. No, my friend, Minneapolis is 16 on the list.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure no St. Paul, though. Right?
No St. Paul.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you have that rival with them. Yeah, rival.
No, they're just an alien nation.
I've been to both.
Boring.
Places. It's funny. Okay, so how about this? Would you be surprised to learn that $18.2 billion is what the estimate is the total amount spent on Valentine's Day? That's the projected amount?
If jewelry wasn't so expensive.
Yeah, see? Yeah, that's what it is. Jewelry and flowers, and think about it. I mean, even candy. Some candy's not necessarily cheap. But dinner, going out to dinner by the time, you know, even if you go to a medium place, tip everything else, and then if you had flowers. So $18.2 million.
Yeah, now that you say it like that, every restaurant job I've had, that is a make or break night for the year.
Really?
It's not make or break, but it's going
to... But it's a big
one. You're going to bust your butt that night.
Well, yeah, especially because if you're a waiter, I mean, yeah, if you're a waiter, that's a good night to be a waiter because everybody supposedly is happy. Although every once in a while you can go into a restaurant and tell people they're not getting along.
It's just a good night because you know people are going to come in. Now, whether that's going to be good or not, or they're going to tip appropriately, the restaurant business.
Yes, I've been there. You know, I was a hostess in a restaurant.
When was that, Kate?
It was when I was in college, Ohio University Inn.
What kind? Inn?
Was decent. Yeah, the Inn, Ohio University Inn. My friends were waitresses, and they got me a job as a hostess. And, you know, pretty much I was helping them, so I was kind of doing the waitress thing, too. I don't know. I met nice people. There were some people that weren't very nice. they weren't happy, and they stiffed the waitresses.
Yep.
I think that's terrible. My mother told me, so this is going to be fascinating to everybody, you do not go out to eat if you cannot afford to tip. Because why are you that's not fair. It's just not fair. Absolutely. All right, so let's move on to this one. How about this? This is actually... depressing, sort of. Well, no, it is depressing. They found this deadly fruit is the cause of this mysterious brain illness in India. They've been having these problems from these orchards. They've traced it back to that now. That what happens is these children are getting sick. They eat fruit on an empty stomach, and they say that contributes to the development of this illness. Since 1995, there have been all these reports of kids falling ill and having seizures, especially in the morning hours, and they would slip into a coma, and about 40% of them died. And they researched it forever and ever, and it was just this mysterious brain illness. And finally, they figured it out, that they took samples, and they figured it out that it was this fruit, and it was combined with the fact that... The results show that the children with a brain illness were 10 times more likely to have eaten this lychee and 6 more times to have visited a full orchard in the 24 hours before they became ill compared to the kids who didn't have the illness. Who would think that? If you're a parent, you would think you would give them the fruit, right?
Well, yeah.
I guess now you have to just keep looking into everything, right? I suppose.
Yep. Every headline.
Every headline. Oh, no, that scares me to death. I mean, it's sad for certainly any of those parents that have to deal with it, but I guess it's just a reminder of just knowing what your food is. But how would they know that? They wouldn't. At least they finally found it, but it took them quite a bit of time to figure that out. So, wow.
Well, yeah, right, I'm totally with Bingo on that. But, I mean, what are you going to do? You got to live your lives. You really got to.
What can you do?
Go eat,
yeah.
Go back and try to fix whatever you can if you can. But go forward.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I am a big fan of the shark. I don't know why. Okay. Sharks and alligators. So they found this previously unknown ghost shark with rabbit-like teeth and a bulky head is become... pretty famous now in the record books. It's the 50th, they found the 50th ghost shark species known to science in this new study. 3 feet long, about half the height of, so that's about half the height of a refrigerator. This creature is the second largest species of the ghost shark ever discovered. These researchers found it and figured out that it's got the big head, the body tapers to a thinner tail. This one was a little bit chunky. And a graduate student at the Pacific Shark Research Center at the Moss Landing Marine Laboratories in California was the one who did the study and found the specimen, this ghost shark. And, I mean, you know, a live ghost shark. How crazy is that?
Is that off the coast of Cali in particular?
Yeah.
Or did they go out further?
Well, they found them there, and they found them in Australia and South Africa. They found, you know, like they're brown and their coloring, they have a certain coloring to it. And the scientists call them ratfish, but they don't know much about them. They just live in the very, very deep sea. They don't know too much about their behavior, and they're just uncovering more out, you know, learning more out about it.
Ratfish is an awesome, awesome name.
I think so, too. Just call it the ratfish instead of, that would be the bingo, instead of the ghost shark.
They probably have a gang.
Ratfish. I'm part of the ratfish gang. Yeah. I mean, really, folks, look it up. Just type in whatever you use, ghost shark, and check it out. I think ratfish, I think you're right. It's actually fits it a little bit. I think it fits it a little bit better. All right, so now let's finish with this one. We've got one more left. I love this one. Wild bison has been reintroduced to a Canadian national park. They've been missing in southwestern Canada. And for the first time since being adrift, they've been able to bring them back. The bison, I think bison are cool. They travel, the bison traveled 275 miles in a custom-made shipping containers, all of them did, through Alberta from Elk Island National Park, about 20 miles east of Edmonton, where they're all ending up. And the bison are going to be monitored in the pasture for 16 months. They've got radio collars. It's a 5-year plan to reintroduce the species into the park. That's how they do it. I think that's cool.
Yeah, radio collars.
Bingo. Radio collars, yeah. On the bison.
I'm going bingo, too.
Bingo. Have you ever seen a bison?
Nice.
No? No bison? You've never seen one?
You know, I have, but not up close. Well, actually, no, I probably, at a zoo I have up close, but
oh,
not the same.
I've seen him in the wild up close.
Yeah.
It is so, so cool. Thank you, Nathan.
Beautiful.
Hang with us, everybody.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Oh, say my dream.
Very excited to have a chance to talk to Lon Sefko. It's just amazing. Innovator, inventor, best-selling author. Think about this. 2017 Pulitzer Prize nominee, author of multiple, I said that, you know, the author thing, innovative best-selling books. I've read them, the social media Bible. I can't get enough of his stuff, and I'm thrilled he agreed to spend some time with us. So I thought we'd talk about big brain, because he certainly has one. Lon, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it.
Oh, how exciting it is to be here. Thank you for thinking of me.
I think the place to start, because there's a lot of roads that we could go down, but I want to talk about the fact that you developed the world's first voice recognition, voice synthesizing, pioneering home automation. I mean, this is brain, big brain stuff. So tell me about that, and how did you know you had really hit on to something spectacular as a person who is, you know, innovative and is an inventor?
Well, I knew I was onto something when it saved somebody's life. So I'm credited with the first computer to save a human life. Steve Jobs coined that phrase, and I thought it was pretty cool, so it kind of stuck with me. I did it really for fun back in the 70s, way back in the 70s when computers first came out. They'd only been out for a couple of years, and I was playing with it. I said, wouldn't it be cool if I could teach a computer to listen to me? And I did. And then I said, wow, how cool would it be if I can get it to talk to me? And then I did. And then I said, can I get it to turn on lights and appliances? So then I said, lamp on. Lamp would come on. Locked door. Television on. Radio off. Call mom. And that was back in the early 80s. And I worked with disabled people, and it started saving their lives, and I built a company around it.
Well, and that company took off like a shot. And, you know, when people think of voice recognition, who do we think of? There's a lot of people. You mentioned Steve Jobs, obviously. And, you know, you look at the archetypes for the Apple Newton and the first PDA. And, you know, as you said, you know, ultimately saving a life. But I think of Stephen Hawking, right?
Well, I actually went over to meet Stephen Hawking to help him with his disability over in Cambridge, and we didn't connect. He was called out of Cambridge at the very last minute. But my last customer that I got to work with was Christopher Reeve, Superman.
And we saw him in interviews. He wanted so desperately to be able to still reach people, and you obviously gave him the ability to do that. What was that like, the light bulb moment? You could see it in his eyes, right, when he was able to do that?
You know, that's the exciting thing, is to see people who have completely lost hope and wanted to die. A lot of disabled people that I worked with would have committed suicide if they could have moved their arms. But then after working with a system where they can, I had a woman without arms typing 48 words a minute. And when you see that, it's just so rewarding.
So when you do something, you know you're helping humans. You're making that connection through the computer. And what you were able to do, how that innovation that you created, where do you go from there? Because you have lots of inventions. In fact, 18 of your inventions are part of the permanent collection of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. They even have 30,000 of your personal papers. So they were enthralled enough, and we've seen them. I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Smithsonian, and as you know, they're all housed in different buildings and broken down. But what is it? You just are motivated. You keep going. For all the people that are listening that want to kind of grab on to innovation, how do you do that?
Well, Thomas Edison once said that inspiration is 10% and perspiration is 90%. And I get inspired all of the time. I look around and see things and know how to make them better. I mean, I just get these ideas of how to put things together. And some ideas are, to be honest with you, pretty stupid. But some of them, I think, have merit. So I'll go out and I'll build it or make it or design it or write it. And then I'll test it and see what people think. And if they like it, I'll build a company around it. And next thing you know, it's kind of out there and it's successful.
Yeah. Where do you think we are with technology? Are we at the cutting edge of technology? Is it going to take off even more? Where are we?
Yeah, I have to say it's always going to take off. I thought in 1978 when the Apple first came out and the Commodore was out there and the Osborne for your older audience, I thought we were on the cutting edge of technology. It was amazing what we were doing with computers. And that was 40 years ago, and look at what we're doing now. The most powerful computer, 1978, probably represents about 3 or 4% of the smartphone that we have in our pocket. So it's going to continue, and it's going to continue at a faster and faster rate. And that's going to make it difficult for us to kind of keep up with. Artificial intelligence is going to become a major part of our life. And I'm proud to say that I was one of the pioneers in voice recognition and voice synthesizing. Of course, we have Siri and Alexa and all the other, the girl in our box in the car that gives us directions. So that technology is here, and it's just going to get more and more sophisticated.
So, in other words, you better jump on, right? Especially we've got a lot of speakers and trainers listening to us, and I don't think you can afford, and you could address this better than me, to say, I just don't do that. I don't do that. I have just handouts, and I can't work with technology.
And I hear that all the time. It was really funny. My wife just absolutely refused to get a smartphone, and she only got her first iPhone when they stopped manufacturing flip phones. So it's inevitable. It's here, and people fought computers. They fought email. They fought the internet. They fought social media. And if you're going to be in business, if you're going to communicate with other human beings, you have to embrace this technology. It's here, and it's here to stay. So learn it. It's not that bad. People are just afraid because it's something new. But once you turn the light on, all the monsters disappear out of the closet. It's actually easy, and it's fun.
I like that it's easy and it's fun. One of the things that you also do besides make these incredible inventions and set the world on fire with innovation, in your spare time when you're speaking, you know, you're a renowned international speaker. There's no question about that. You teach some of the world's biggest companies, household names that we know, how to harness innovative thinking. What are some of the key elements of what you have discovered really work for you when you're trying to make that breakthrough moment for these companies?
I love teaching innovative thinking. It's what I used to teach before I wrote the social media Bible. So it's kind of my foundation. I was asked by a speakers bureau in 2001. He said, "You're the most innovative person I've ever met. Can you make a keynote or even a whole day training?" And I answered, "Well, yeah, of course. I do innovation all the time." 3 years later, I still hadn't figured it out. They needed a process. And they actually turned it into a process. It's something I call the three C's. The secret to innovation is to study everything around you if you're trying to solve a problem. Look at it from every different angle, every industry. Don't just look at your own industry. If there was a solution, someone would have already figured it out. Henry Ford discovered how to create an assembly line. It changed manufacturing forever. And it gave us the opportunity to make less expensive products, like the car. But he learned it one afternoon, sitting under a tree on a potato farm. He was watching the potatoes go up the conveyor belt and drop into the truck. And he said, "Wait a minute, if I can change out the potatoes for cars, I got something here." And he reduced the price of the car to about $500, and he was making millions of them. So sometimes the solutions are right in front of you. And then give your brain an opportunity to communicate those solutions. Turn off the background noise. You don't have to get in the car and blast your iPhone. Just listen to your own brain, because it's amazing how many good ideas you have in there. You hear them in the shower. You hear them when you are exercising, when you're walking or jogging. You get them at night when you're sleeping. So just listen to yourself.
We started talking about technology, but ironically, turn off the technology to let your brain just kind of marinate with those ideas. I love that, Lon.
That's true. It's so true.
So as you said, you also have one of the books I mentioned, the Social Media Bible, and I think there's a lot of confusion over social media. I mean, I'll admit this. People will say, you have to do everything. You've got to get a zillion people on Instagram, and then, oh my gosh, what are your numbers on Twitter? For goodness sake, look at the President Trump and how many numbers he has on Twitter. And what about Facebook? And I think we become overwhelmed by social media. How do we tame that lion?
That's a big problem for everybody. I mean, not only personally, how do you keep in touch with everybody on every platform? Even for you, getting to your listeners and finding where they are. Every company worldwide, which is why I teach digital communications worldwide, because everyone is faced with the same problem. First of all, there's too much content. There's too much information coming at us from every single angle. So we're getting desensitized to marketing, to advertising, to tweets, to posts. Everybody's talking, nobody's listening. That's the first problem. But what you said was absolutely true. We do kind of have a responsibility, especially if we're in business, to monitor and to communicate on every single platform. The reason is we don't know where the critical mass is. We don't know if your listeners prefer Facebook over Twitter, or they like LinkedIn or Instagram. So you got to kind of be there. You got to test it. You got to see where they are. And then after you test it and get some numbers, you can kind of cut back on some of the platforms that aren't giving you the best rate of return on investment and focus on the ones where the majority of your customers are.
Yeah, great advice. Parting shot. So as we talk about technology, letting your brain have a chance to think creatively, to come up with whatever the next great best speech is or product or whatever it is that you might be doing, what would you like to see happen in the near future when it comes to innovation?
I want everybody to become more innovative. I want everybody to believe that they are innovators. Everybody comes up with great ideas. Think of the number of great ideas that you've come up with in your lifetime. And if you could just figure out what that process is, like riding a bike, playing a piano, and you just practice it just a little bit, and you were able to come up with really award-winning ideas once a month, once a week, maybe even once a day, how would that change your life? How would that change the world? America, I mean, that's what made this the greatest country in the world for centuries, because we are innovators. We are constantly pushing the boundaries, breaking through that envelope. And I want everybody to continue to do that. just be as innovative as possible, because we all have it in us. We just have to know how to do it and to get the practice.
Lon Sefko, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A girl's best friend. You remember that old song, Carol Channing? I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard the song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure-grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure-grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Mm. It's put in a greenhouse. It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. These are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is there's 7 times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines and digging all the dirt, water, and air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on a major event in your life, starting a life, a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involved destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of 1-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask, I would think. You know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about, in this, the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support the tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions
driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and in pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And yeah. As more and more of the world enters the middle class, they want the things American middle-class people have, which is diamond rings, diamond earrings, etc.
Yeah, with the with the lab grown diamonds, is it still the same thing where I can shop? Okay, it's already been grown, and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color, and what you would normally do with diamonds.
Sure, these come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect. And if they don't have pure-grown diamonds, they can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Have you ever? I think it'd be cool to see it go from to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any one second, it's it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know, I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots. It's like planting something in this lab, watching it grow. And then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds, and that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 221 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting. And I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison. And again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very 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 cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.